While the children are leaving, please take out your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 4. If you don't have a Bible with you, you're going to want to use one that's provided in the pews. They're either underneath in the rack or maybe sitting in the pouch. That'll be on page number 4. Going to cover some ground today, so you might get a little bit lost if you're not able to follow along. So please open those Bibles. The end of Genesis chapter 4 and the beginning of Genesis chapter 5 are two sections that you really want to look at the same time. It's part of why we're going to do so much. Because there's a comparison, contrast thing going on in these passages that we don't want to miss. This is the first of several genealogies in Genesis, and this one may be one of the least difficult of the genealogies to actually preach through because of the comparisons, which I'm thankful for that, but still I know there are more coming. Last week we watched sin progress. We watched it progress from selfish pride to flat-out murder. We talked a lot about how there are two masters, and we either choose to serve one or we choose to serve the other. We choose to be mastered by God, or we choose to allow sin to master us, which is actually the easier course of action. And that theme continues this week. We can go back to Genesis 3, verse 15, where God pronounced that there would be enmity between the serpent and his seed and the woman and her seed, and that the serpent would bruise his heel and he would crush, one would come that would crush Satan's head. And part of that is there will be enmity, there will be strife between those who are choosing to follow in the way of Satan, following themselves, selfishness, following sin, and those who are choosing to follow in the way of God. There will be conflict between them, and history has borne this out up until the point where Jesus Christ comes, and he will be the one who crushes Satan's head for the final victory. And we discussed that. You know, Satan himself doesn't produce a seed, so it has to be his followers that we're looking at there. So these seeds culminate, this one seed culminates in Jesus. Jesus himself accused the Jewish leaders of being of their father, the devil. So, you know, you can kind of see that theme carrying into the New Testament. So the question is before us, really, who's your daddy, right? Who are you of? Who are you following? And so there are these two seeds. There are these two masters. And today we're going to look at two families who are following one or the other of those masters. And that's what we're going to see in Genesis, the end of Genesis 4 and the beginning of all of Genesis 5. There's this comparison and contrast. And we're going to begin with the family of Cain. Let me start reading in chapter 4, verse 17. Cain had relations with his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city Enoch after the name of his son. Now to Enoch was born Irad. I had to pause to get the pronunciation there. And Irad became father of Mahujael, and Mahujael became the father of Methushael, and Methushael became the father of Lamech. Lamech took to himself two wives. The name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other Zilhah. Adah gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who play the lyre and pipe. As for Zillah, she also gave birth to Tubal-Cain, the forger of all implements of bronze and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives, Adah and Zillah, "Listen to my voice, you wives of Lamech. Give heed to my speech, for I have killed a man for wounding me, and a boy for striking me. If Cain